Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live on the road this morning here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for waking up with us as part of the 6 a.m. Club. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt. Chop, where are we?
We are at Merido Golf Club in Carrollton for the Live. This is the championship. This is it. This is the tour championship of Live Golf. So they will have all the players out here. They'll be out here probably in the next hour or so on the putting green. I think today is like the pro-am, so that'll be kind of cool to get out here and see.
Have you decided what you're going to yell out to Koepka when he walks through these doors over here, or DeChambeau? Do you have your list of call-outs?
No, I see with DeChambeau, you can yell out Brooksy if you wanted to, right? That's what he doesn't like. But you know me. I'm all talk. Yeah. I'll chicken out when it comes time.
Well, he looks like he's dressed to go out there and putt with him, huh, Bob, with this outfit?
Yeah, I noticed it's funny. Whenever we go out and do something like this, I'm always the reverse. So I've got jeans on today. You guys are shorts, but, like, Choppy is ready to play. He's got the little gummy bear golf tee here. And
Bogey Bros.
He's ready to go, man.
Yeah, these gummy bears, they're good guys. I don't know what kind of gummies they are. They're very forward. Some of these gummies are doing some naughty things on this shirt.
Oh, a Diddy brand
it's
shirt.
It's a Diddy brand shirt, no doubt about it. But I'm tucking in now. I'm a tucker.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, I tuck.
Where are we with this venture? Live, you know, I found it, you know, confusing at first. Where do you find it on TV? What are they actually playing for? How does this match up against the PGA events that are taking place? Does it really not matter? Because we're going to get the big dogs here playing in the major championships anyway, which a casual golf observer like me only pays attention to. Like, where are we with this whole thing and where they've been going?
It's a mess. I don't want to say it too loud in front of the Saudis, but it's a mess, man. So they had a meeting on 9/11 in New York.
Did they have it on 9/11?
Yeah, they did, yeah. It was a 3-day thing, so it was the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And they had a meeting, and out of the meeting, there's a couple things that are going on. Like, one is like the courts are involved because of antitrust, because they don't want one monopoly. But
NFL,
right? But the other thing is that the tour players of the PGA Tour, if they're going to let the Live golfers come back, they want them to return the money they took to go play in Live, which is a ha ha ha, you got to be kidding me kind of thing.
Yes.
So that's one report that was out there. It's been denied and it's been corroborated. So I don't know what to think on that. Also, like, there's the amount, like, there's do the Live players at least pay the fines that came with leaving? Like, that's some of the things that are still sticking. They made progress. They're going to have to merge because the sport just isn't the same. You go to watch the Byron Nelson or the Colonial, and, I mean, those may be bad examples because a lot of guys didn't show up to those anyway because the schedule kind of sucked for them because they were put, you know, around Jack's tournament or around the U.S. Open or the PGA. But you go to those tournaments and it's not the same. Like, you don't see Koepka or Phil or Bryson or Rahm, and you're left with guys that are either past their prime or you've never heard of. And that's a problem. It's a problem for the sport.
And coverage-wise, where...
Well, PGA Tour still got the best. It's on CBS, it's on ESPN, it's on NBC, Golf Channel. This is on the CW. And I don't know where the CW... I think it's 33.
Yes, it is.
But I haven't seen it. Like, I don't... I skip over the... It's weird. On our guide, when we go to DirecTV, we go 4, 5, 8, and 11, and then I skip to, like, 206. Right. I don't even know what's in between.
Yeah. This is an impressive setup out here, though, Bob. I mean, look at the gallery club. We saw the merchandise area. There's a fan center. They're going to have concerts out here. I mean, this is nice.
Yeah, is this normal setup for a golf tournament? Like, does it look like this when it's a... Because I'll be honest, like, coming out here, I've never been to an actual golf tournament other than when we do, like, the Celebrity Classics or whatever. There is, like, already, even before they get started, I do have kind of like a... Oh, this is kind of a cool energy. Like, I might want to be out here when something's going on.
They have stuff like this, but not... This is
very cool.
Yeah, this is set up a little bit, like, more... I don't say grandiose. Just, like...
It's just Saudios.
Saudios, yeah.
Well, and I mean, just forget, like, the optics of it. Just being on a Steve Smyers course.
Yeah, you know absolutely. What I mean? Yeah, of course.
The link style layout, yeah, minimal trees, wide fairways.
This was the hardest course in what? The country?
It might be the hardest course in the world. It's got a...
purist course.
It is purist course. So it has... So they have slope rating and course rating. The course rating is an 80.5. And what that means... Man. And I've never seen anything above a 75, 76. But what that means is a scratch golfer, a zero handicap, should shoot about an 80 here. That's... lunacy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Does that mean greens are the hardest amongst any? Distance on the fairway, narrow fairway, what makes
could
it
be,
harder?
Could be anything. So they're testing the green right now. So they've got that stick out there with the golf ball.
Yeah.
And they're testing to see how fast the greens are. So they'll see how far this ball rolls. And that is that is the test, right?
Yeah. The greens are really fast, significant undulation, movement. It makes the putting a real test.
So... the greens are supposed to be tough, but the water plays on like 14 of the 18 holes. It's a narrow fairway, thick rough. So it's a difficult course. I haven't played it since they redid it. The last time I played it was, 15 years ago, and it was under a different name.
So where are we with the standings heading into this on who will end up winning or who's in contention? What's that bag look like?
Well, Rahm just took home a major prize, but the Crushers are in the lead here.
The Crushers.
So they have team names, right? So if you look at all these team names here, you'll see like Crushers, yeah. Legion, Ripper, Smash.
So a team will win?
So there's a team and there's individual. So Rahm, so the first place is like $14 million. Rahm got that, I think, last week.
Okay.
So it's up to the team stuff.
Okay.
And that's where we come in with this. And you see, like I said, like Crushers in first, 8 points ahead. And then you got a bunch of guys that are much further down.
Yeah, see, that's definitely unlike anything I've seen at a normal golf course. You talk about the team names. You see they've got, like, their little promo shots, like, lined up around the putting green there, like billboards almost. It's a completely unique look.
This is your second golf course ever. You're sitting here saying, compared to anything
I've seen it on TV. I've seen there's not signs all around the putting
green. I've never seen this at Top Golf.
I never saw
it.
My God, like, I mean, I'm... typically at a PGA Tour event, I would imagine like this would just be like, oh my gosh, you can't talk this early because it would reverb and hit their backswing hours later.
You live in Flower Mound. There's like three golf courses there.
All right, so thanks to the powers that be that have us out here, Meridoe Golf Course in Carrollton, throughout the entire morning here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We'll have Tony Lombardi, Ravens Insider, at 7:20. The Payload and the Neighborhood Watch on the 40s. Babe Laufenberg trying to recover from his trivia question disaster last week at 8:40, and Paul Ferretti at 9:00.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
To talk about what's happening out here. Bobby, a lot happening inside the Stars. It appears and seems like we have our own Christian McCaffrey-type controversy as defensive tackle Jordan Phillips basically told reporters yesterday he was not hurt, that the Cowboys are putting him on injured reserve for no reason. It was a wrist injury. He's going to miss at least the next four games, and he apparently was in the locker room and said, I don't know, that's above my pay grade. You have to ask the people making the decisions. He was clearly frustrated, according to reporters, and said his wrist was fine.
Yeah, he is. I don't believe he is going to be available in that locker room much longer. Jordan Phillips was really bad the other day. And you know, I was doing Cowboys Crosstalk last night, and Newton was talking about Nate Newton was talking about how he's like, man, when you watch the tape that Phillips put out there, he's like, that looked like a player who had no interest in being on the field. And so I think the Cowboys were really frustrated by it. And
They slapped a fake injury designation.
This is the same wrist injury that he had at the or alleged wrist injury that he had at the end of last season. And so officially their word is going to be, no, there is a problem. And that's what they're doing. I think in reality, probably not. Probably more a wink, you know, wink, wink thing of just, we're going to get you an injury settlement and get you out the door. But I mean, Jordan Phillips is risking that, I think, by talking as loud as he is and claiming the things that he is.
Be fair, you know, fair AF is my T-shirt. We got to sit here and mock the Cowboys and pick them apart like we did the Niners with McCaffrey and their sketchiness overplaying.
Yeah, so, and I guess I view him as a little different just in the sense that, like, McCaffrey was, they were trying to get a tactical advantage of prep for McCaffrey even though he's not going to be available.
Yeah.
This is, they're just trying to find a way to get out of the money on Jordan Phillips and not have it count. Now, this is awful timing. Because the fact that he was active for the game on Sunday, that's now two games that he was active for. That was the requirement. That was the condition for the trade to go through. Had he just not been active this past week and they were to, you know, release him and he were to be done, they wouldn't have owed the pick swap to the Giants. But now they do. And so they actually had two trade notes come through this week. Peyton Hendershot got cut in Kansas City. And so that means that they're not getting that conditional draft pick back for Peyton Hendershot, and they do owe the pick swap now to the Giants since Jordan Phillips was on the roster for two games.
And then on top of it, yesterday, Mazi Smith leaves practice with a possible back, so that's another D-tackle issue, and then no Lamb or Diggs?
Yeah, so Diggs was a foot, Lamb was an ankle. Now, it's always when you see these injury designations, a lot of times, like, for instance, Zach Martin is on the injury report yesterday as a DN or as a limited with not injury related rest and then slash knee. So they'll say he was planned to have a rest day here, but he was also dealing with an injury. So it's a little concerning when you see Diggs and Lamb on the injury report as did not practice, and there's nothing in there about it being not injury related. It's got an injury on it. But talking to people yesterday, it sounds like neither one of those are considered really serious. There's a bigger question about what's up with Mozzie, because Mozzie got on the field yesterday and had to be walked off by a trainer. And so he's got a back issue tightened up on him. And I guess we're going to see or get more information as the day progresses. But that one is looking a lot more uncertain right now. And they are completely thin at defensive tackle.
You lose all that weight, you're supposed to not have back issues.
That's right. Choppy, what do you think the spread is on this game right now, or do you already know?
I did not look. Cowboys by 2.5.
I think it was Baltimore by 1.5.
Baltimore by 1.
Oh, so it's lowered a little because I think it was 1.5 on Monday.
Baltimore favored by 1. And when you don't have all those big guys in the middle, you are more susceptible to Derrick Henry. And I think we need to do a look back, like we do with every big name that the Cowboys don't end up signing here, whether it's Earl Thomas and Jamal Adams or Odell Beckham. Were the Cowboys right about Derrick Henry so far this season? Henry, who has the only two rushing touchdowns of the year for Baltimore, 130 rushing yards, so 65 a game, and he's averaging 4.3 a carry. So do we have major big-time Derrick Henry regret already here on the show?
I mean, 4.3 is not a world beater. It's much better than what these guys are doing, but it's not a world beater. I don't think so. What did he get? I mean, he got a lot of money. He got like $8 million.
2 for 16?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 for 16. That's not a ton. It's not a ton of cash.
The attempts so far have been 13 for 46 against the Chiefs and then 18 for 84 against the Raiders at 4.7 a carry.
That's much better, obviously, the 4.7. I don't think I have major regret. I would have liked to have seen them done more with the running back position.
Yeah.
Primarily in the draft with fresh legs, but I'm not going to worry about $8 million for an aging player.
Yeah, I mean, it's early in the season. He has been declining recently. But, I mean, the idea was the Cowboys this offseason, they didn't even want to place a phone call. And their whole position was, well, look, we don't want to offend such a great player by offering him such a small sum that we can afford to pay. That it's less about, in their mind, according to them, they would tell you, you know, it's not that we don't think he's worth $8 million. It's that we don't have $8 million to spend, guys. Like, we just don't have that money. And so, I don't know. I'm going to be really fascinated to see how much Derrick Henry comes into this game going, I'm going to give you a payback game. Because these are two very different ways that the Russian attack is going to go. New Orleans is trying to get outside, do stuff on the outside. Baltimore will line it up, big packages between sacks, and just, like, ram it down your throat.
Petty ball game with Derrick Henry not even being a former Cowboy. Like, Mike Tomlin gave Russ Wilson the game ball against the Denver Broncos. They did throw Carlos Watkins back into the mix, right, Bobby?
Yeah, Carlos Watkins was signed off of the Washington practice squad, and he's a solid player. Like, he was somebody who I don't think you necessarily – I don't think they initially wanted to just walk away from him. He just kind of got lost in the shuffle when he signed as a free agent with the Cardinals last year. But he played well the first two games last year before he had a biceps tear and missed the rest of the year. Landed up on the Washington practice squad, was elevated last week against the Giants, but the Cowboys signed him away. And he's somebody who I think you're not going to just see him get blown off the ball the way Jordan Phillips was. He will be steady.
Is a former Cowboy correct about how jealous all of us really are? Okay, we'll do vocab scoreboard with you,
Chappie. No, I like it.
No. A former Cowboy calls out our football jealousy. Is he right? Next on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.